Now, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know that I'm a bit of a fan of Aldi. I go there and buy a whole bunch of stuff that I probably don't need, but most of it turns out to be pretty useful, and I actually like the brands. But the big supermarkets cop a bit of a caning, and we're constantly complaining about them, and quite rightly so. But Aldi, a German company, has come out on top of a list of Australia's most trusted brands. And I wonder, how did they get it so right? What are they doing that makes us love them, given the fact that they are a foreigner-owned business? Lana Hill's a director of One Small Step Business Coaching, and might be able to shed some light on this for us. Lana, Aldi, look, I love the products they sell, but it turns out that they're more trusted than our homegrown types.
Yeah, it's a bit of a turn up for the books, isn't it? And they've definitely got it right with their product offering, but I think particularly with their brand storytelling, it's the personality and the feel of the brand that we're really buying into.
Which is interesting, because it is a cut price experience, for lack of a better way. When you go into the shop, I mean, you know, it's almost like you're buying off pallets, and they don't really dress their stores up, but that personality sort of somehow comes through in the branding.
Absolutely. And I think what you just described there is actually sort of relevant to the transparency of the brand. So we perceive that we're getting really high value as consumers. And I think that's where we've distrusted the Coles and Woolworths of the world, because we see all of the profits that they're pulling back in. And we have started to question, well, are we getting what we deserve as consumers? So I think that's what Aldi's really tapping into. It's that approachability and, that perception of value that they're really leveraging off of.
Aldi's come under fire of late from people like Dick Smith and other local retailers saying that, you know, they're selling overseas products, their profits go overseas. And when we're very, very conscious of that, particularly around the drought at the moment and how much money is going back to our farmers, they still seem to be cutting through. And we seem to, I don't want to use the term forgive them for that, but I guess that's sort of what I mean.
Yeah, I think we are definitely sort of using a bit of discretion in terms of the retailers that we're choosing to buy off of now. And I think, yeah, I certainly was aware of Dick Smith giving a bit of criticism towards Aldi, but I think what we saw was an opportunity to really provide something different in the retail market, and they provided that. They've really grabbed our attention and our trust over a relatively short space of time, and it's I think it's something a lot of other retailers should be paying attention to and learning from.
Is it a lead that the big two supermarkets can follow, though? I mean, is it a business model that they could move towards, or would it be like trying to turn the Titanic around on a 10-cent piece?
Yeah, I think it is a bit like that. I think they can definitely learn from aspects of the Aldi marketing strategy. So that approachability is something that they're already trying to do. So you will see that Coles and Woolworths are actually sort of reworking the way that the supermarkets are laid out. So they're more organic, they're more like markets, and that is going particularly to that sense of value rather than profit above all. But no, I do think that it would probably be silly for them to, you know, move away from their own brand strategies too much. But I think they will definitely be paying attention to this and trying to work out how they can capitalise on some of this brand trust.
Is it something about the Australian psyche that makes Aldi appeal to us? Is there something about our personality that resonates?
I think there is, yeah. And they did a fantastic marketing strategy called Good Different, and that was all about getting us to trust the brand that we didn't really recognise in Aldi stores. But there was a real sort of dry sense of humour that I think appealed to us as Australians, and also the sense of the underdog. I think Australians love to get behind an underdog, and obviously Coles and Woolies are the giants of the retail world. So I think they absolutely worked out how to tap into the Australian psyche and the other brands that we trust, and work some of that into their marketing.
We've got the likes of Costco in more recent times have come into Australia, and there's another German supermarket whose name escapes me at the moment coming in. Is that going to put pressure on Aldi to change, or have they hit a sweet spot that they can now stick with for quite some time?
Yeah, look, I think they've hit a sweet spot for sure. When they entered the market in 2001, and they've gained about 12.5% market share, and they've maintained that for a strong period of time. I don't think they're going to be growing their stores too much more. They obviously have quite a large footprint geographically, in terms of size. So I think they've, just really, really worked out how to make it work. But they will obviously be looking to the competition. But I think they've really made quite significant inroads, and I don't think they'll be going anywhere.
Are there any lessons here for small businesses and mum and dad operators?
I think so, absolutely. And I am a business coach, and small business is really where I focus. And I think the really key thing here is the transparency. It's the values that sit behind the brand, and it's the brand story. I think consumers now definitely want to do business with businesses and brands that have integrity and that stand behind their values. And again, the transparency is a really key part of gaining consumers' trust, because there is so much competition out there. But I think the main point is tell a story with your brand, make us feel something, make us connect to it. And obviously then back it up with a fantastic service experience for the customer.
If only our politicians could learn that lesson. Lana, good to talk to you this evening.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lana Hill. She's the director of One Small Step Business Coaching. 132710 is the number. Give me a call.